Public hearing is change of zone number 1853, BB Healthcare.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 19.9136 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Warrington Road, approximately 170 feet south of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 125. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a survey, a staff analysis, comments from DelDOT, and we also received several letters. The first is from Paul G. Townsend, as a neighbor of the property, that the subject of this application, a longtime supporter of BB Hospital. He wholeheartedly endorses the application from change of zone from AR1 to I1. We also have a letter from David Robinson of Double J Properties. They are the owner of a parcel in the area where Delaware Eye Institute is located and is close proximity. And then they support the application. And then Heather Doty is a letter that they are in support of the application as well. And then we also have a letter from the Sterling Cross neighborhood that they thank you for the opportunity to communicate with the Planning Commission, that they are writing on behalf of the Sterling Cross community that it abuts the Tunnel Cancer Center BB parcel that is near the parcel in question, that they are a diverse condominium neighborhood with 120 duplex homes and 30% full-time residents, that they are in their 12th year and have butter homes with most adjacent parcels zoned AR1, and that they work for personal and vehicular safety, ADA access, quality of the buildings and plantings, and future integrity of the community. They are highly impacted by the decision regarding the application, and they are dedicated to preservation of the environment, appropriate density, balance of infrastructure, particularly roads and transportation. They believe that some of them are actually BB clients for the outpatient center across the fields, and they applaud their service and recent success, and that they hope BB will reciprocate the neighborliness and share their expansion plans. I think they're more concerned about what the site plan is going to look like than information regarding the change of zone, and that they just thank us for their participation in the process. And that's all I have.
All right, we thank you. Ms. Cornwell, I think this is our first application we've had under the new...
Breaking in the new zoning classifications.
Mr. Gibbs, you have the privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I'm Robert Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Morris James Wilson Halbrook and Byard here in Georgetown. I'm here tonight on behalf of BB Medical Center, Inc., which trades as BB Healthcare. I have with me this evening two members. There they are. Alex Sidner, who is Vice President of External Affairs and Chief Strategy Officer, and also Mark
Lukaitis,
who's Vice President of Facilities. They're here in the event the board has questions that I may not be able to answer, or our engineer may not be able to answer. Our engineer is Becker Morgan Group, Inc., and with us tonight is Jeff Harmon, who is a professional engineer and a senior associate with Becker Morgan. I'm going to request that I can present just some of the major points of the application with references to exhibits, which will provide factual support for the application, and then turn the podium over to Mr. Jeff Harmon, who will review a number of specific exhibits and those more oriented towards the engineering side of the project. Can we put up the surrounding communities map, please? I think it's the very first exhibit. Just to bring us into the area, what we're talking talking about is it's the parcel itself is on Route 1D Warrington Road, and it's near the I put in the executive summary southeast, and it's actually the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 24 John J. Williams Highway and Warrington Road, which on the other side, on the north side, is Plantation Road. So it's just southeast of that intersection. Right, site is well marked on the. So we're surrounded by a number of residential communities. You heard the support of J.G. Townsend, which is just on the opposite side of the road, Warrington Road, the large farm parcel there, and they were in favor of the application. This property abuts the existing Beebe Medical Center property to the northeast, where the well-known Beebe medical facility is currently located, the site of the Tunnel Cancer Center, the Beebe Walk-In, and the Rehoboth Medical Arts Center portion of the project that has a lot of offices and services. So these are adjacent parcels, and that's why it's sometimes referred to as the Rehoboth expansion. It's part of Beebe's expansion of services around the county, and this one seems like a very good use for the I-1 zone, but thus the application. A few, I heard the tax map number read. The total acres of the site is 19.91 acres, and as far as your project booklet here that's been provided, a boundary survey, which we can put up now. The boundary survey is at tab 2.2. We also have an aerial photograph taken from Google Earth in 2017, which is at tab 2.3. I'm not sure that's it. The present zone is AR1, agricultural residential, and the current use of the property is an agricultural farm. The proposed zone is the brand new I-1 zone that was just approved very recently by the county. Just for the record, you have a copy of the rezoning application in full in the in your file. It's planning and zoning file. It's also tab 2.1 if you'd like to look at any aspect of the application while we're in our presentation. On July 23rd, the county provided notice to the property owners within 200 feet, and that is in the planning and zoning file. I do note that there was previously a conditional use on this property back in, I think, 2008, AR1 with a conditional use for professional medical office complex. Actually, it was August 18th, 2005. No action was taken on that at the time, changes of circumstances and so forth. I don't know that we need to put the surrounding communities map back up, but I do note that, as I said, the Beebe Healthcare property is to the northeast. The Harola family, LLC, owns the property also to, I guess, northeast. It's the unimproved property between Beebe's current parcel and the Walmart. That's unimproved property. The Doty letter that you wrote was actually on behalf of the Harola family limited partnership as the owner of an adjacent parcel, unimproved, and also in support of the application. So our neighbors and Dr. Robinson, the Delaware Eye Institute, is very close by in the same corridor, the same area where there seems to be a burgeoning of institutional medical services being provided. Our proposed use is for medical services. I note that the following are permitted uses in the I-1 zone. It includes hospitals, medical clinics, independent, assisted living, intermediate care, extended care, long-term care, graduate care facilities, and surgical centers. Beebe's plan is not gelled completely by any stretch. That will be delved into and back before the county when we have site plan application and approval. but it will be medical services, likely a surgical center, and any of the uses would fall within the permitted uses in this new I-1 zone. The designation on the comp plan, update 2008, future land use map is a low-density area. The 2015 strategies initiative, it's in investment level 2. Investment level 2, as we all know, it's sort of the area that is generally adjacent to the most intense investment level 1. It's a transition area between level 1 and open, less populated areas. Strategies support and encourage wide ranges of uses and densities and promote other transportation options and services to promote a sense of community, some of the language from the initiative. As to economic development, investment level 2 promotes high quality employers on sites close to infrastructure, services, and existing residences. I think everyone is aware BB Hospital is one of the largest employers in the area and certainly provides services to the essential to the surrounding communities. The property is in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. Specific responses to all of the items that are generally included in a report back to in that ESDDOZ report are provided, itemized in section 1.7 of the application, and Mr. Harmon will be reviewing that report in his portion of the presentation, follows mine. As to traffic, I know the traffic is always an issue that's of interest to everyone, and we're all aware of the traffic situation in the county generally, and certainly on the east side, but a service level evaluation was completed for this project. DLDOT issued its letter of review of the SLER by letter dated February 28th of 2018 this year and did not require a traffic impact study, noting the completion of a traffic impact study for the nearby Bell Terre residential development that was before the county about 2 years ago in its letter of June 23 of 2016. And a copy of that traffic impact study is attached to a tab 3.3. In addition, that letter noting that the traffic operational analysis would be, it said it might be required as a part of the site plan review. That was referring again to the Bell Terre. By way of update, on June 1, just a month ago or so, a TOS analysis was performed and a memorandum of that date appears at tab 3.4. Mr. Harmon's going to be going into more depth on the traffic documents. I just want to make a general review of what's here, and so if there are questions arise, you know where to start looking. DLDOT also noted a major capital project to widen Delaware Route 24 from Mulberry Knoll Road to Delaware Route 1, including the very intersection that we almost abut at Route 24 and Plantation Road, Warrington Road. Thinking that there may be some interest in that, we didn't have them available when we put the booklet together, but we do have some exhibits which I could present in supplement to what we've had. I think I've got 10 copies here, if I can.
Yeah, let me see them, because there's the 10-day rule on getting stuff in, but let me just see what they are, and then.
Well, it can be just for illustrative purposes as a part of Mr. Harmon's. We don't have to really enter them because they're a public record.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. If you'd rather not, that's fine too. So I think at this point, since Mr. Harmon wants to discuss the DLDOT reports on traffic and the DLDOT factors that I've already touched upon very briefly, he will do that, and he will also go through that ESDDOZ response, which is supportive of our application, and he will go through exhibits 2.1 through 2.7. And I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. Just looking at these, it's public record. It's still, that's proposed plans for SR24, so I don't really have any issue with that.
Good evening. Jeff Harmon with Decker Morgan Group. So I'm going to go through some of the exhibits in the report that you were given. You see the location map in front of you, and I won't go over that too much more because Rob did a great job of sort of explaining where we are. Just located a little bit southwest of Route 1, and of course we know the commercial developments that all exist along Route 1. So this is very close to that area, very similar type of land use. Janelle, if I could go forward to the zoning map. So you can see here where our site is in the middle of the page. Just to the north of us, we have highway commercial, we have C1, CR1, we have some medium density residential, and then even though we have just to the north of us AR1 zone, if we move to the next slide to land use, we'll see that the actual land use of that is institutional. That's the Tunnel Cancer Center and the Rehoboth Medical Arts Building. And so this is a natural extension for the request for the I-1 to rezone to that with the type of similar use that's already there to the north of us. If I can move to the next developed lands map. Again, on this map from the state, we have identified what this property was intended for. And as you can see there, it was identified as a major proposed development. So this was never envisioned as remaining as agricultural. It was always intended to be moving forward and be developed for use for the community. Next map, the strategies for state policies and spending. As Rob mentioned previously, this is in a level 2 development area. Level 2 is areas where they prioritize state funding and spending. It's all to the northeast and to the northwest, and even to the south is that area. And that sort of is a good segue into our next section when we're going to talk about traffic. We have before us here the map of what DLDOT plans to do for their SR24 widening project. So because this is level 2, they are spending money here. They are making the necessary road improvements. We're working with DLDOT on a couple of projects along the 24 corridor here. And in just speaking with them this week, we know that final design is just about complete. They're in right-of-way acquisition process now. This is a funded project and is going forward. They will be widening the road section out to a full four lanes, two lanes eastbound, two lanes westbound, center turn lanes, additional turning lanes at the intersection of Warrington Road and Plantation Road, traffic signal. So this is going to get major roadway improvements. As Rob also mentioned, the traffic study for the Belterre subdivision was included. You might ask, well, why is Belterre in here? That's not our development. But DLDOT said that that study was recent enough, and those traffic numbers and those future traffic scenarios that needed to be looked at were an appropriate thing to look at for our development. And as Rob mentioned, back in June, they did a traffic operations analysis, which we have included the letter in, I believe, Section 3.4. The back of that that says that with the proposed use that we have here and the proposed traffic improvements for Route 24 that are in the process of starting bidding and construction in the near future, that we'll have acceptable levels of service at this intersection. We're looking at levels of service C and D, which are actually very good levels of service. As far as traffic concerns, DLDOT has indicated that they don't need a specific study for this project, that with all the proposed road improvements that are currently underway or in planning and design, that we'll be able to support this development. We've also talked with them about where our entrance would be for the project. There's a sweet spot, I'll call it, in between the Route 24 intersection with Warrington Road and the curve that's on Warrington Road by the City of Rehoboth's parcel. And so it's a perfect location. There's acceptable lengths for the storage. We don't have any queuing or anything that will impact our intersection. So DLDOT has given us the preliminary blessing on that. So we have been working with them, starting to think about site plan issues and is there an appropriate access? And the answer is yes. Also, just to make sure that you're aware too, is that we have discussed with them interconnecting to the parcel to the northeast of us. Obviously, if BB already owns that facility up there with the medical arts and the Tunnel Cancer Center, you would want those to be interconnected because mm-hmm. those services may play off of each other. You may have somebody that needs to go to one and then to the next one. So there will be interconnection in between those two parcels with a roadway so that there would be no need to go out on Route 24 and around Warrington Road to come into the entrance if you've got to go from one to the other. It'll be able to go back and forth in there. Next thing here I'll touch on is the ESD DOZ report. In that report, the first thing, item 2A in section 1.7, we needed to talk about the proposed effect of stormwater. Obviously, we will comply with all required Delaware regulations for stormwater management. We have done soil borings already on site to investigate, you know, the feasibility of being able to achieve stormwater management. And this part of the county has excellent draining soils. It is ideal for infiltration, which is what DENREC and the Sussex Conservation District tend to prioritize. They want to see that as a means of treatment so that we're releasing less water into waterways, that we're getting that into the ground and getting it treated and having groundwater recharge. So we will likely be looking at mostly infiltration practices with very little discharge, if any, from the site. The next item on the list is providing potable water. We have a large water main right in Warrington Road, right adjacent to the site. Tidewater Utilities has provided us with a letter of ability to serve, which is included in the packet, so we have adequate public water available. The means of wastewater treatment and disposal would be through Sussex County public sewer system. This recently has been brought into the sewer district, so we have sewer available not in Warrington Road, but it is available at the Health Pavilion campus at the Tunnel Cancer Center, so we'll be able to extend a sewer line from that property to this new proposed development, and there's adequate depth and capacity in those sewer lines. We talked about the increase in traffic already, that 24 improvements will alleviate any impacts from the additional trips from the proposed project. Presence of any endangered or threatened species. The site is currently all agricultural and cleared. There are no woodlands on the site. There are no wetlands, no areas of special concern. So, and there's also no known endangered species or presence of any environmental issues. As I just mentioned, there's no non-tidal wetlands or tidal wetlands on the site. It's all uplands and farmed currently. Provisions for open space. Although it's not required in the I-1 zone, as you would have the residential zone, there will be open areas to include buffers to adjacent properties, areas for stormwater management, lawn areas, landscape areas. So there will be open space provided across the site for beautification. The infrastructure, water, and sewer and entrance improvements will all be privately funded. There is no public funding required or anticipated for this project. Economic, recreational, and other benefits, it's going to generate over 100 medical professional jobs and provide a much-needed medical service to the community, making it easier for people to get the services that they need closer to their homes and help with their ability to get those services. There are no known historical or cultural resources on site. And the subject parcel will conform to the current Sussex County regulations for any mitigations required for the comprehensive plan. And then the project is in compliance with what the comprehensive plan is seeking for this area. So that pretty much concludes what I had to say about it. Just to summarize, there's available utilities, available capacity on the roadways. It's consistent with its surrounding area. This is the first chance we've gotten to do an I-1 rezoning, and I think there is no better project than BB Medical Center for institutional zoning. So I think it's appropriate, and I'm available for any questions you may have.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Gibbs, did you want to make any other summary comments before we open up for questions from the commission, or are you ready to go?
Just a couple of small items. I didn't hear that the project is not in a floodplain, although you'd assume it from all the other factors, but that's tab 210, if you'd like to look at that map. We did also include a title deed with a legal description in tab 3.2. BB purchased the property from J.G. Townsend & Son. And that deed is in the booklet. We also note the planning and zoning staff analysis very recently on August 1 concluded that based upon the analysis of land use, surrounding zoning and uses, the change of zone to allow for change from AR1 agricultural residential district to I1 institutional district would be considered consistent with the land use, area zoning, and uses. So in summary, the property provides BB Healthcare the opportunity to go forward with its Rehoboth expansion, expanding and existing medical services on contiguous property with interconnection, as was noted, to serve the growing needs of nearby residential and commercially driven patient needs in these surrounding areas. With superior land planning, the property located in close proximity to Route 1 corridor will provide close access for medical care. BB Healthcare intends to commit resources and utilize superior architectural design to provide first-class healthcare services for a location with ideal access to Route 1, which currently lacks those medical resources. And so we would request that the commission look favorably upon this application, and if we can answer any other questions, we're here.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
Is there any way you can get some interconnectivity with the cancer center?
I said that.
Yeah,
they
yes.
Oh, did they talk about it? Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
All right, I was on break.
They're fully contiguous along the northeast and north boundaries, and we absolutely anticipate interconnectivity.
No more questions.
Thank you.
You're fine. That's a good question. It just had already been answered. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Ms. Wingate.
I do have a question. What is the timeline for the DelDOT improvements that you're referring to?
We could ask DelDOT that too, I think.
Actually, yeah. Now, you understand we're going to write this down.
I understand. Thank you. Jennifer Sinelli Miller for DelDOT Planning. I did look it up. The board and the sheet that you're actually looking at the moment was at the public workshop back in April. There have probably been updates and changes made to the plan sets. The design group is not supposed to finish up or wrap up until October. Right-of-way acquisition will begin in November.
This year?
This year. Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right, anything else?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Let's see, where was I at this end now? Mr. Whitehouse?
I do have one very quick one. On Mr. Harmon's land use plan, he's quite correctly identified the institutional use as blue, which is correct. But my question is, as this is the first institutional use we have, is this your choice of blue? Is that the suggested color you're encouraging us to adopt? Because it's something we're discussing at the moment. Very important question. Thank you.
Ms. Spoklevich?
None, thank you.
Okay. All right. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None. No. All right. I'm just wondering who picked blue in the office and now got won that argument.
It's being discussed, I think.
Not a problem. I have no questions either. So.
Really?
We'll ask if there's anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1853 BB Healthcare. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1853? Yes, ma'am. You may come up, give us your name, you can have the floor.
Thank you. I'm Kathleen Baker.
I live in a building that is visible on that map in Sterling Crossing.
Okay.
And I'm very thrilled to tell you that that with me this evening is Joan Lemoy, who is chairman of our architectural review board for our condominium association, and also Jan Trezzolino, who is a member of the council of our condominium association. There's a lot of talk about zoning and use, and isn't that nice?
Kind of what we do here.
We are, yeah, but and we're neighborhoods, and we're happy campers.
Okay.
Okay. When we started buying our houses in 2007, it was not disclosed to us that there was a Del-Dot easement over one of our roads. We have had to roll up our sleeves for 11 years and be aware of everything that's going on to make sure that our quality of life is maintained. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here.
Okay.
And so we do not have enough information about this project to say yay, yay, or nay, nay. So if we're obliged to go on one side or the other, I'd say nay at this point, just because we don't know. Our concerns will be these: the building height, the proximity of the buildings to our front doors, light bleed from lighting in the buildings onto our front doors, sound pollution, which we are already receiving from the Temel Center. The question of the access, the interconnections, what will they be? How wide will this be? Will there be footpaths? Will there be road paths? What are the buffers to those? And how will they affect this residential community? And I dare say other residential communities, if they were here and aware of the project, would probably have the same question. I know I can only talk about us and me. I would love not to have to look out my front door and see a 5 or 6 story high building right across the street. So we have more questions. We would like to have a relationship with Beebe and ask some questions, because I'm sure they have some good ideas.
Okay. Let me, if I could, just explain just a few things. First of all, and no one would expect you to know this, believe me, all of your questions and your concerns are very, very good ones, and there is a point at which they will all be addressed. It won't be at this point, though. This application is for a change of zone, and
right.
The question we are seeking to answer this evening is that piece of land appropriate for the zoning classification being requested? It happens to be requested by Beebe Healthcare, but there would be nothing that would prevent Beebe Healthcare from selling that to some other person who could build something that is permitted under that same zone. So a lot of the questions that you have are particular to the site plan that a person would submit. And that's the point at which those questions would be answered and talked about. Most of the things you mentioned are pretty much governed by an ordinance anyway. There's going to be something in the county ordinance. For instance, the height, the maximum height would be limited. What is it in the
60?
60.
60 feet because of the hospital.
You know, so at this point in time, what you know about height is that in that zone, a 60-foot high building is permitted, okay? And you would perhaps assume that there might be a 60-foot building there because it's permitted, you know, so it could happen. Some of the other things, there are particular ordinances that govern those as well. So what will happen if this gets approved and if they move ahead, their next order of business would be to submit a site plan. And there will be a public meeting, but there won't be a public hearing on the site plan, but it will be the subject of a public meeting. It will be, you know, in the file. It'll be available for you to see, and you know, those questions that, that you have would be answered pretty much by that site plan. So,
the chairman is most kind in his remarks. I would note that there is no obligation.
The chairman has been doing this for a while.
The chairman is probably tired and needs a break. Thank you. No, there's no, there is no legal obligation for any information to come to us, except that we are coming here and asking questions a lot and all the time, and we're not in full-time business of being here, as much as I admire the staff. So we'll keep an eye out. And does the chairman object to my giving my card to the BB representative?
Absolutely do not. In fact, what I would strongly encourage that you and the folks from BB do is, when this hearing is going to be over shortly, I think, and as soon as it is, why don't you guys go out in the lobby and get to know each other a little bit? And I'm sure that they would be happy to share with you whatever information they can. You know, I'm sure they have an interest in being a good neighbor. And this process, this is why this is a public hearing, for you to be here. So I'm tickled to death that you're here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Godspeed to you.
Indeed.
And your work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to speak in opposition? That was some of the best opposition I think we've ever had. Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Anyone else? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.